שלך לחוץ את הצורף. יוי מהשם על אברום, לך לך מהארץ לך, ממלארץ לך, ביסביך, על הארץ אשר ראיתו. Avram is challenged with the first, some of the first, others was the third. But the Nisayon of Leich Lecha, Me'artzecha, Me'lainetecha, Beis Avicha. And Avram is put to a test that we know that these tests that Avram was successful in overcoming the Nisayon. We know the schar that Avram was rewarded with. How much Avram gained from these nisyonos. Rashi says it wasn't even given, told him the place to go. To get schar v'chol psiu psiya, every single step of the way, when a person goes, he already knows that. When a person walks and he goes in on a distance, he goes on a trip, and he doesn't know where he's headed. Even a person knows in his own daily life, he goes somewhere, it's the first time he's going, even he has directions of the first time going on the way there. It always seems to take longer, because in the fact that you're not knowing, there's a lot of indecision, even though you got good directions, but until you get there, going back, you're really familiarized with it. It's much easier. Going to somewhere where you don't know where you're going to, we don't know where you're stopping, it's such a hard assignment. And therefore, Avram is rewarded, as Rashi says, for every step of the way. Now, on this trip, as Avram says, the pasuk says, "Vayelech Avram kasher dibe elav Hashem." Hashem had commanded him, "Lech lecha mi'artzecha mi'lachta mi'zavicha." Go. But there are others that escorted with him. Now we know, obviously, his wife has to go with him because it's his wife. But the Torah tells us that somebody else escorted them. And it's interesting to note that he was not mitzvah, there was no commandment for him to go. There was no one that told him to go. Vayelech itoy loit. Loit! His nephew goes with him. And it's a tremendous zach. Loit being the nephew of Avram, okay. But at the same time, Loit was not mitzuva in this sign of Leil Lecha. And I'm sure he asked, "Hey, Unc, how's it going? Where are we headed?" "Don't know. How long we're traveling for?" "I can't answer that." "When are we going to, how long do you think it's going to take?" "I have no idea." Usually, somebody's going to back out of such a journey. We're not talking about, say, going in a coached bus with AC pumping. Talking going through deserts, Rabbi Sam. On a camel, Rabbi Sam. Now, it's fun to take a camel ride by the old city or going down to Yamamel, getting seeing those camels. Right? It's good to get once in a while, you know, they sit there for hours waiting for someone to walk some little kid around to take a picture for his album in Eretz Yisrael, some American kid, to pay them $650, a very good price for a 2-minute camel ride, and I'm getting a very good deal, they say in Arabic. But anyway, but the Maisa, going for 2 minutes on that back of the camel, it's very gishmar, for hours and hours and hours, and not knowing where you're going, and the sun is beating down on it, there's no AC, there's nothing, it's boiling hot in the day, at night it's freezing, mama's cold. So you build a fire, you build a flame. It's not posh, but it's intense. So it's like, not even in tin cans, tents they're in. And it's cold at night. It's hot by day. And the obvious question is, when is this going to end? Don't know. You know how antagonizing that journey is, really? It's torture. At least you know, okay, it's going to take place. And my son was telling me that he has a friend in the army in Eretz Yisrael. So they said that if you want to do these exercises, they take them out to the desert, and they usually tell them for a few weeks they're going to be there, or a week they're going to be there, and the mom's with nothing. It's like survival of the fittest. Like some of these guys pass out, and they just, you know, lying there, they carry them off. They didn't make it. Send them to work in the office or peel potatoes in the kitchen. Can't be in the office. And they sometimes, like he was telling me, his friend told him that he was out there for weeks, and they kept saying, yeah, another couple of days. They wanted to really, like, work them to the bone, the sleeper, like, in Ramush with the clothes on, with the boots on, freezing at night. The day it's boiling hot, and they'll take a knapsack and walk for 60 miles in that direction. In the middle, said, no, turn left. It's all desert, you know, turn left. And the mice said, they're walking, and Ramush boiling hot. He said, his friend was telling me, he'd go crazy. And here, okay, Avram, Hashem comes to you, tells you to start walking. You start walking. But Lloyd, no one said anything to him. What is he, out of his grave yet? He goes. What's Pshat, Rabbi said? But even more so, the question is, we want to deal with a very, very strong question. Lloyd Lechor should be considered over here a Gaval de Gatzadik. He's going with his uncle, in the sign of Lech Lecha to travel, the Ohr Tasher Echo. Why is he doing it, Rabbi Sa? Because he wants to be with his uncle. He wants to hang out with his uncle, wants to be around his uncle. He's a holy man, a good person, people that the world looks up to. I want to be with my uncle! So he's okay, he's a good man, Lot. And yet, Rashi tells us later on, when they came back from Mitzrayim, so Lloyd, all of a sudden, Rashi says a tremendous zah. Rashi says that Hashem comes to speak, after Lloyd leaves him, Hashem comes to speak to Avram. So Rashi says that Kozman, the rush is by him. Kozman is a rush by him. He doesn't want to talk to him. To Avram, Hashem doesn't want to appear in the Dalai of Avram. There's a Russia in his presence, a Russia in the camp. Who's the Russia? Lloyd. Lloyd became a Russia. So Rashi asked the obvious question, what are you talking about? Hashem appeared to him by Lech Lecha. Lloyd was also in the camp. So Rashi says that originally Lloyd was a kosher. He was a good man. Now kosher, everybody said, is not some flashing sign in some window in downtown Manhattan, kosher. This place is kosher. They have, you know, you walk in there, Hanukkah, they have the eight lights playing, you know. Mamish, eight lights playing it, you know. And the Maisa, it's not one of those, like, you know, kosher signs. The Torah, Deutsche says it was kosher. Not some, to that kashrut, yeah, Rebbe, I ate last night at a very kosher restaurant. You should have seen the guy behind the counter. He looked so frum. He had such a long, long beard. The only thing was on the other side. And it was tied with a rubber band. But he looked so frum. He didn't need to wear a kippah. He had so much hair, double laying of hair, double covering of hair he had. But he said, trust me, it's all kosher. I had a big picture of Baba Sally in the background. And I saw Baba Sally's eyes. It looked so kosher to me! And there was a flashing sign. Kosher. 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 At least last week. This week was out of order. The guy said, it's not a problem. It's still kosher. You don't have to worry about that. It has the Tudat Kashrut. The chief rabbi of Ramallah. Abu Kassis. He gives the Hechsher here. The Maisa, at the end of the day, Rabbi Abu Kassis says it's 100% kosher. Halal, halal. We sing halal, halal here. Anyway, the halal meat, we also shecht it on the back side. Anyway, the Maisa, but the Maisa, at the end of the day, it's kosher. That's kosher that we were used to, and we go out to restaurants, it's okay, expired 64 years ago, the Tudas Hechsher expired. 1895, it's a historic piece, the Hechsher. The rabbi's great-grandchild already died, but it's still giving the Hechsher on it. But anyway, the Maisa, Soyva Sholtova, that's not the kosher. We're talking about the Hashem Yisrael said it, that he was a kosher, he was kosher. So, Im Kain, the question that we always ask, what happened to Lot? What happened to this guy, to this bloke? Unbelievable, Rabbi Yisrael. He started off going on the sign of Leil HaKhol, which nobody would do. And so if he ended off being called a Rasha by the Torah, even though he was called originally a Kosher. And so if he went to live in Stoim, Rabbi Yisrael. We can't imagine what Stoim was like, Rabbi Yisrael. If you want to marry the most evil people that there were, Rabbi Yisrael. The most evil people. Everybody knows when you came into Stoim, they cut you down to size, literally. And there was no chas orchem. They went against the steer of what Avchol Avram Avinu was trying to establish in the world. It was chesed. They were the opposite of that. And they were into znus and into the worst possible thing. Because Lloyd was living, basking by Avram. What happened to Lloyd? How this slides so badly, so drastically. He went from being called a kosher in the Torah, Rabbi said, when the Torah Akdosh was made, that he's a kosher. Hashem Yisbarach came to be in the presence of Avraham. When he was there, Hashem doesn't come to the presence if the guy's not a kosher. And here, he slides down and he's living in Manhattan, Rabbi said. I don't want to say the name of the street. Not 9th Avenue. What happened to Lloyd, Rabbi said? It's a Pella de Gazach. Okay, Rabbi, good shmoo, good question. What does it have to do with us, Rabbi said? The Teretz is, Rabbi said, that we have to learn from the parashas of the Torah. We have to understand Lloyd in his Amchus. We have to understand that the form of Lloyd, and what can happen to Lloyd, Rabbi said. The being in the presence of Avram can happen to anybody, Rabbi said. These are the lessons. The Torah is not a storybook. Or a coloring book for the rest of that we learned in third, fourth grade. And so in second grade, they take out the coloring book. Red for Avram, yellow for Lot. Avram going into the furnace with last week's parasha. You know, the angry child, everything black. This is not a coloring book, Rabbi Yisrael. These are the lessons of the Torah. Torah is lahoyrois. To teach us and to understand and to learn up from the Torah, to understand the Derech HaChayim, and so dangerous. We have to understand how far somebody could fall. So the obvious Mahalach, or one Mahalach which we spoke about many years, one Mahalach which we're not going to go into today, it's maybe next, so I wanted it's a Taka Shmuz we have to talk about. Lloyd, in between this mice and that mice, Rabbi Yisrael, something, Lloyd visited a certain place, Rabbi Yisrael. He went on a tiyul down south. Egypt, Rabbi Yisrael. Come on, Rabbi Yisrael, here we go. We got to see the Red Sea and other things. Anyway, the mice at the end of the day, he visited Mitzrayim. Now, Rabbi Mitzrayim was a place, Rabbi Yisrael, Shtufei Zima. They were ligging in it, Rabbi Yisrael. Ligging in it in all the types of stuff that we have no shayach to Baruch Hashem. It's very high. All these neighbor, we Baruch Hashem, no shayach to these types of things. The Znus was so strong over Rabbi Yisrael. Just going into that place, it's a miracle to want to walk out, Rabbi Yisrael. And therefore, the yisoid of staying away from bad places, Rabbi Yisrael, we want to mention shall speak about other shmuz and staying away, Rabbi Yisrael, staying away, even just to walk through places that are not good for us, Rabbi Yisrael. We have to learn to stay away. You don't understand how just going into the airspace of a place, they say Rabbi Chanan Wasserman was once driving through Manhattan, Rabbi Yisrael, around that area, that street that we were trying to miramis, which street it was, or that area in Manhattan, which is not the most healthiest street. No one give it out. We don't want anybody to. Anyway, but Lamais, at the end of the day, this is not what the Shmuz is supposed to be teaching, Rabbi Yisrael. Anyway, the end of the day, Rabbi Yisrael, so he said he was driving through an area with his window shades closed. And Rabbi Chanan said, please turn off this road. It's a terrible, terrible, it's a terrible place. The guy driving it on. Later on, he found he was going down a certain street that was known. I think the shades were closed. Everything was there. There was nothing going on. You just smell the air in the place. The person on a high level of ruchness can feel. You feel in your blood. You can feel in your body. You can feel the what's going on over there. The tumah. So Rabbi Chanan said, please turn off the road right away. You know, other guy says, turn off. No. But anyway, Rabbi Chanan said, get off this road, right? Get out of this area. This area is plagued. This area has. So going down to Mitzrayim for sure had an effect, but I think there's a tremendous yisoid about that. I think I've spoken about this yisoid also, but this year I came up with a Mgvalda Ka'orim that's been doing in the Pesukim that way. The Maisa, when Lloyd went with Avram at the beginning of the Parsha, Boisai, there's a very, very different, it's a very, very interesting lashon that it said. It says the pasuk like this, Vayelech Itoy Lloyd, and Lo goes with him. Now, to give a little introduction, Rabbi Isaac, there is two words in the Torah that describe going with somebody. Es and Im. Itoy, with him, or Imoy, with him. What's the difference? So the Vilna Goin has a Mahalach, the Es and Im. I want to maybe, it could be it's going with the Goin, but I also want to say Mahalach, it could be I saw this in Swarm also. S could be going, and this is based on the going Be'emes, but it's a little bit, it's a twist with the going. S means going with somebody, and Im means also going with somebody. What's the difference? S means I want to say you're going as like a tuffle, you're not the ikki, you're not going shove the shove, not as the equal. S means you're ke'ilo batel, you're secondary to the person you're going with. That's what I say in Loshon of S is. You're going with him. He's the Iker and you're the Tafel. You're going with him. Imoy means going Shava B'Shava. We're equal. We're going together. We're equal. Listen carefully. It was a powerful word. There it says, Vayelech Itoy Loit. Loit went with Avram. Itoy, we just said, is what? Secondary. Who's the Iker? Avram's the Iker. I'm following my Rebbe. Avram was Lot's Rebbe. Lloyd says, I'm going where my Rebbe goes. I'm following my Rebbe all the way. They come up from Mitzrayim, Rabbi Yisai. Let's medayak a pasuk now. They come up from Mitzrayim. And Avram was rewarded in Mitzrayim. They gave him a lot of goodies and stuff for his wife, Sarah. The whole story over there. So the pasuk says, Rabbi Yisai, that Lloyd also came up. And he was also rewarded with a lot of stuff. Lot became a very wealthy person in Mitzrayim also. That's another shmuz. Wealth can destroy somebody. Everybody's, I wish I had money, Rabbi Zad. Tasty money is a good thing, Rabbi Zad. It's a different shmuz, not for now, Rabbi Zad. But anyway, go look into mostly millionaires' lives, Rabbi Zad. You'll see people write, oh, Rebbe, if I had $1 million, you'd be the first one on my list, Rabbi Zad. I'm still waiting for you. Yeah. Anyway, Bekitza, let's go. But anyway, Lemaisa. Avram goes up from Mitzrayim, Huvi Ishtu V'Chosha, says the Pasach, read, listen to the Pasach, Vayal Avram in Mitzrayim, Huvi Ishtu V'Chosha Loi, V'Loit Imoi. Not his mother, with the ayin, Imoi Hanegba, Loit Imoi Hanegba, here says Imoi. What's Imoi, Rabbi Sai? Shove B'Shove. Lloyd felt that I acquired wealth also. Wait a second. My Rebbe has wealth, but I'm also a wealthy man. Pop those suspenders. He got nice fancy Marks and Spencers, best suspenders now. He popped them on. He got Prada shoes. He walked out of Mitzrayim looking like $1 million. But you said Lloyd walked out. He was like, my uncle, and here I am, a self-made man. Even though Rashi says Mefurish, Vegam Halaloid Ha'Holech Im Avram, it's because you went with Avram. That's why you're wealthy. But wealth can affect the person. And he thought, going to the fancy shops, $475 cufflinks, $265 tie clip. $685 eye pin for your eyeglasses to hang on your eyeglasses. $6,250. What's those things? I mean, that's new things that everybody says. You have in your lapel, the pocket, what's it called?
Pocket square.
Pocket
square.
Square. The pocket square. $6,255. Don't give me that cheap stuff. $500, $600 stuff. What the stuff? By the way, it's a shayla on Shabbos, we're supposed to say. Even though, I don't know if the shops are moida, even if they want you to wear it on Shabbos, but it's a problem. There's no area, we're supposed to wear those things, unless it's sewn in. Commercial for Hilchot Shabbos. Even if it's expensive, it's her carrying on Shabbos. Anyway, not for now. We'll talk about it later. But anyway, it's a problem, even if it's worth that much money. I'm sorry. But anyway, you could always wear it to the Sunday night bar mitzvah. Anyway, but getting on with it, the boy said. The mice, at the end of the day, he walked out of there looking like $1 million. And he started to feel that I'm just as good, I'm a rich man. What's my ride to that, Rabbi Yisrael? Apella de Gazach, Lloyd, was a Talmud of his Rebbe. He was a Talmud. He learned by him. Stoma Avram was Makar of him. And the Pasuk says, Vayhi Riv, Bein Roye Mikne Lloyd, Bein Roye Mikne Avram. There was a fight that broke out. There was a dispute that broke out between the Royim, the Baisai. There was a dispute that broke out between the Royim. They were arguing, Lloyd's Royim tainted. What do you mean? The land's given to Avram, and Avram has no inheritance. And therefore, you're the inheritor, it belongs to Lloyd. Avram saying, no, he didn't get it yet. I have one question. Who do you go to solve this dispute, the Baisai? Who should Lloyd go to? Should he go to his Rebbe? Shaila, I have a Shaila. What's the halacha? Teretz Yisrael boy said, there was no more Rebbe. I'm the Rebbe now. I make my own psak. There was a machlokes. What was the machlokes? Who owns the land? Why don't we ask Avram? He's the God of Adar. I got my own days now. I got Prada shoes. I can paskin. P is for Prada, P is for Psak. Same as Shava, PP. That's how much the Zayr Shava is worth. I can make my own Psakim. I'm in charge now. And this is the disaster, myself. This is the disaster. Such a powerful Yisoid that Lloyd gave up on his Rebbe. His Rebbe, his Moira Derech, his person who gave him Hadracha, he decided, I can make my own decisions now. I'm old enough, I'm wealthy enough, I don't have to come on to Uncle Abe. I can make my own decisions. I can decide what to do with life. I can decide where to go, how to live my life, where to live. I'm moving on down to Manhattan. I'm renting a complex. My Rebbe says no good. The heck with my Rebbe? What do you mean? I'm richer than him. I'll send him a few bucks when he comes. He gives me a call. I need somebody for the yeshiva. Don't worry, I'll give him some maaser. But the heck with my Rebbe, that's it, I'm a self-made man. I'll go to my, you know, I'll go to shul every Sabbath. I'll go to the downtown shul in downtown Manhattan. Rabbi Shirley Jacobs, performing the services. At least I'll enjoy looking at my rabbi. I don't enjoy beards. My rabbi will be clean shaven. I'm not afraid. Whatever she tells me to do, I will do. She's a poisek. She got from the theological seminary. And here he is, Rabbi Yisai. A guy, Mamish, a Choshev Abacha, a Talmud, a Yeshiva. He learned, and there he is. Pepsi Cola bottle cap. What happened to you? Yankala, you were such a Choshev Abacha. I have a new rabbi. Oh, I can't do that. Meet her. She tells me what to do now. She says I look good. They call me Sprite. He left his Rebbe. He felt he can make it on his own. And where does he end up, Rachmon Litzlan, Rabbi? Down the tubes, Rabbi Yisai. Lloyd Rachmon Litzlan, Vasoiv Sheldova. He lived with his daughters. Rachmon Litzlan, he got so bad. Avram had to run away from him eventually. Avram tried, even when he left him, whenever you need me, I'm there for you. Lloyd, next week's parish, Rabbi Yisai, they come, the Olachim come to Stoim. They come to pull Lloyd out of Stoim. Get out of here. You're going to be burnt up. Your whole thing's going to be destroyed. Run for your life. Run for your life. Save your life. Lloyd should be thinking to himself, what a decision I made with my life. His whole family was going to be wiped out. He tried to get his daughter and his son-in-law started making fun of him. Oh, you don't believe in that stuff. You believe in that stuff? They're telling you to burn down the city. Vahikim Misachik. You heard the word about the priest and the rabbi? That was a good one. They're burning down the city. They're cracking up. That was his son-in-law. To aid him. And his daughter, his whole family got mushed around in such a mess. They all were wiped out. His whole mishpacha. He had nothing left. Even his wife. Table salt. She turned into table salt. You can go see her. You can get a picture next to her also. Mr. Tommy can put your arm around it. He's left with nothing. Go back. Where does he go? Can't go to Avram. He makes a whole sheet the next week's parasha. He doesn't go back to the Rebbe. What happens? But so if he lives with his daughters, he goes from down to the worst matzav. So embarrassed, everybody was from him. From a person that started off in this week's parasha as a kosher going to the taiva, he ends up living with his daughters. The Torah calls him a rasha. What happened? I don't need a Rebbe. That's old fashioned to have a Rebbe. We don't ask questions. We'll ask a question if some milk fell into a thing. Like Scheinberg used to tell us all the time. They come to me with shilas. A woman came to me with a shila with a spoon. The spoon was worth about 2 shekel. And she held me there for an hour. I'm not sure if it fell in. Yesterday we used it, didn't. For 2 hours with a 2 shekel spoon. Until he said, I'll buy you a new one again. But a shiloh, whether they shoot with their life, whether they shoot with their life, oh, with that we don't have to ask. The 2 shekel spoon? 2 hours, Clary. What should we do with the 2 shekel spoon? What should I do with my life? How should I live my life? Who should I marry? Where should I live? What should I do? That we don't ask. We can make that decision on our own. You have a very good, Baruch Hashem, I have good knowledge. I read the New York Times every week. I have a very good hashkafah. I read a book last week from a co-fair, and now I know everything about kefira. And I'm going to decide what I'm going to do with my life. And down the tubes. A few years later, down the tubes. He doesn't have a rebbe of his. A person at every stage of his life should have someone who's able to miyayetz with a talk to. I'm not saying every single thing. Halavai. But the main shilas of a person's life, Rabbi Yisai, a person needs to get a kashrut with a Rebbe and keep a Rebbe. Rabbi Avigdor Miller, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Livracha, my wife used to attend, Paul Lechai used to attend the Shiurim of Rabbi Avigdor Miller. And he used to always speak out and tell the girls, only marry a bachur that has a rebbe. Don't marry a bachur that doesn't have a rebbe. Don't marry a bachur that doesn't have a rebbe. A person doesn't have a rebbe, or he said, it's disaster. A person is so meshuchna by his own taivis and things like that. A person will get but answer, you can't pass get the major issues of life. You don't have a rebbe, you don't have someone to go to with important decisions in life. You don't have someone to talk it over with. Say l'chorav. You have to make yourself a rav wherever you are in life. I tell Bachar, also guys that go back to America, I always tell them, it's good to talk on the phone with me and all that. You should also have somebody over there that you can, if you don't have, okay, that's me, you know, I come in and on the phone, but also try to get somebody, if you're going out to a community, try to have a rav that you have a good kesher with. They can talk over in real shas, he knows you well, he can help you make life decision about that. Because your person can make that wrong decision and boom. Boom! You go from stardom down to the brinks of H-E-L-L. It's unbelievable. And I see it time and time again. People don't ask shaylas and they mess up their lives. They don't ask shaylas. They go do what they want. They think this way, they think that way. There's two things. It's asking the shaylas and then listening. The Rebbe tells you something to listen. To be able to be a person that listens to a Rebbe. Because if you're not going to have a Rebbe, you could be the smartest of people. The Gemara says, "Unbelievable zach, brachas ches." Gemara says, "Shloimeh HaMelech was the chacham mikol odom." There was no one in the history of the world, from the beginning of time till the end of times, who was smarter than Shloimeh HaMelech. He was the chacham mikol odom. And the Gemara says, "Kolzman Shishimi ben Geira was around. Kolzman his Rebbe Shimi ben Geira was around. Loichotol loinosa bas chaparo. He didn't do a mistake of marrying bas chaparo. Once his Rebbe was not there." Rebbe wasn't around anymore. He went and took Bas Paro, and the terrible thing came. Shloimeh HaMelech, the smartest of all individuals, he made a mistake because he didn't have a Rebbe. He didn't have a Rebbe, whatever. There was no Rebbe anymore. He didn't go to a Rebbe. You have to understand this, Rebbe. So you saw it. It's so powerful. It's so powerful. Everybody has say lechol Rav. You got to make Rav, and you got to kesher with him. And you gotta ask, and you gotta follow, and listen, even though sometimes it's harder, but those who listen and do the right thing, they see they have siyat tishmaya. And those who make their own decisions, I'm going back, they mess up, they fall, and they end up and themselves regretting it. How many times I told different guys, stay, you, and at the end of the day, they said, oh, you were right, Rebbe, I should have stayed, or I'm sorry, I went back. But they thought better, you know. But I'm going to make money. I'll go down here. I'll do this, do that. You have to know. Sometimes the person has to go. Sometimes the person needs to go out the world. Or the person needs to do something else. That's not the question. The question is to ask and discuss it and follow what the Rebbe says of us. You have to understand of us that this is not silly putty over here. This is so important of us. One of the most chashuv things I spoke in yeshiva in England. I said one of the most important things. That person does in the yeshiva voice. And I don't care which yeshiva you're in, wherever you are, one of the most important things is I say l'chorav, l'chorav, also get a good chorav, it's a different shmuz. But I say l'chorav, you go to yeshiva, it's to learn. But if people make a mistake, your purpose of going to yeshiva is to try to connect with a Rebbe, at some Rebbe there, one of the Rebbe, and have a kesher, and be, then let the Rebbe should know you, and have somebody to be able to talk over, and be able to make good decisions in life. Because you're going to come to fork roads in life. And the person has to learn how to make a decision himself, but he has to know that a lot of times he's meshukna. There are things pushing him to make that decision this way. And he doesn't see it, because he's mamish nogebedov. And deep down, there's a reason that's not good for him. And he doesn't see it, he's blinded. But somebody else, he trusts him, somebody understands him, somebody can guide him. From trying to give the Lord an opportunity, I'll be there for you. I'm a self-made man. I'm on my own. This is the lesson of Bosa. One of the lessons we can learn of Lord Bosa. We gotta have rabbis. We gotta have rabbonim. We gotta have people that we're close to. We have people that we're yayats with. We gotta have people that we can tell our innermost secrets to. To know what's going on with us, and to ask for help. Lord would have come to Avram with this. The things that he had, he would have been able to hear. Avram would have been able to help. He helped the whole world. And he was still there for him, whenever he wanted to. Lloyd got him captured. Avram ran. by himself to help him. But Sofer Shel Dover, you gotta have a Rebbe. Revolver, the Tzal, was a person that practiced what he preached. Man, many Gedoyim, all the Gedoyim, they always had somebody older. I remember Revolver, his Rebbe was Rav Huttner. When Rav Huttner was Nifta, everybody remembers he used to go to a man much younger than him. Rav Yonason Day was still alive. Tzibor L'chaim, Toivim, he was alive, he lives in Harnov. A younger man, he used to go to him. And he used to say, well, I need a Rebbe also. Everybody needs a Rebbe. To understand this Yisoid and to learn wherever you are in life, sometimes it's not possible to have your old Rebbe because it's hard to get to him, it's not practical. Go there and find somebody else to meyayetz with. Asay l'chor rab, but have a Rebbe. And the schus that a person has a Rebbe, Rabbi say, first of all, his decisions. Second of all, a person that has the Rebbe, all the things that come to the Rebbe, you look in the psuk in the you say in the Itrein Yiratza. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu should watch over there, the Talmidei Chacham, the Talmidei. The schus of the Rebbe hovers above them also, Rabbi Yisrael. It goes upon them, Rabbi Yisrael. The Rebbe davens for them, the Rebbe is involved with them, Rabbi Yisrael. It's a gevahol de gezahar, Rabbi Yisrael. A person has to know it throughout his life, the Seil Chorab. We should be zoich, Rabbi Yisrael. To understand this Yisrael. Require ourselves a Rebbe to listen to what he says, Rabbi Yisrael. Even if we don't understand, I feel the oimer yichal, and Yimitshu smile. We're allowed to ask. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, Rav Shammai used to always tell us. Yilamdeinu, person has a question, doesn't understand what the Rebbe is hanhoga. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, try to ask, try to understand. Zoich v'shal dova. Follow, go in the right way, to fulfill our potential, not to get lost in this world. There's so many stumbling blocks in the Yitzhak. If he pass over one, he's there with another one, he's there with another one. It's a maze, it's a maze. Shil Shom writes that, it's a maze. So, how do you get out of the maze? So, Shil Shom says, there's a guy who went through the maze, but he's telling you, out of the maze, he's telling you, go there, make a left. You trust him, of course, because he went through that maze. He had the experience. He saw what life's about. He saw it. He went through those discernments. He saw those stumbling blocks. He's telling you, go this way, go that way. Can you trust? Of course, he went through the maze. Are you going to trust somebody in the maze who's also lost? Oh, my friend told me I should do this. Like a guy told me, I went to recruit a certain yeshiva in America. So, I was telling the guy that I don't like recruiting so much because, you know, the guys, you know, at the end of the day, you fight over a bacha, and at the end of the day, the guy goes to his friend and he makes the decision anyway. So, it's one of the babies in the 12th grade, the 17th, she can tell me you should know about me, 100% right. I worked with a guy last year, and his parents, we spoke, worked out. So she was perfect for you. I think he would grow, and so she would be tremendous growth. Where's Steigen? Probably meant to be his father. But anyway, he finished growth, then Steigen, and Maisa is perfect for you. And they went that, yeah, Rebbe, you think so? Yeah, 100%. Kitsa, okay, guy. Kitsa gets off the plane in Eretz Yisrael. Rebbe told me this Maisa, and Maisa, no, he gets off the plane. He calls the Rebbe and says, Rebbe, I started to go to the Yeshiva. Rebbe worked there like 4 months with him. I said, what happened? Well, I met a certain person on the plane. I met a guy, and over a bag of potato chips, he convinced me to go there. I was pretty hungry, so it was easy to get me. Over a bag of chips, he said, yeah, come to this place. We're right next to a school that doesn't wear yarmulkes. But anyway, the mice is so it'll be easier for you to have a very good time. And that was it. The Rebbe said, I was going out of my mind. I put so much kochas. I found the first place, and over a bag of chips. Hope was kosher, he said. But over a bag of chips, this guy decided, I said. And who knows what happens to this guy. We have to understand. The Rebbe's in the top, he sees through it. Shubi Zeich Rabbi Yisai. Say Lecho Rav, Tnei Lecho Chover, a good Chover. Shubi Zeich Rabbi Kor Rabbi Yisai. Ah! The maze, it's so powerful, so hard. Shubi Zeich Rabbi Yisai should move all the stumbling blocks. Shubi Zeich Rabbi Kor Rabbi Yisai.